Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey's back. Jeffrey's a 22-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist. I was there when they gave him that national award. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of three books on being home-based, including a prophetic book he wrote in the 90s called Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me again. If I can only speak this morning, thanks for having me here.
Hopefully it's good to have you back. Hey, Jeffrey, I know you're getting ready to make a trip and hold your business down in the process. And as you were telling me that, I was thinking about how you and I both got started with our businesses in 89. And at the expense of sounding like Hello Boomer or OK Boomer, as the kids say, you know, I think some people might find it interesting how we did that back in those days and how that's changed. Because when I started my consulting company in 89, my technology was a Macintosh, a laser printer, and I guess that year I got a mobile phone bolted to the floor of my car.
Yeah.
And my office.
You were ahead of the game. I didn't have that.
I had an office in my home, but for most of the week during the day, my office was my car. I literally, you know, talked to clients and connected with them and did different things from that car. But I had to be in the car because it was bolted to the floor. And then later. Later, I got an office downtown. A couple of years later, I moved downtown. And in order to move my work back and forth from the office to home, I had to buy a removable hard drive, two of them. And it was like an 8-track cassette thing, right? And I could take my work back and forth rather than taking the computer back and forth. This was pre-internet, right? And now...
Yep.
And that your situation was very similar, I'm sure, because you were home based in those days too. And now you're getting ready to make a 2-week trip, and boy howdy, have things changed in 30 years?
Yeah, they really have. Leave, you know, as you said, way back when, I didn't even have the technology you had. I don't know. I was on the other side of the tracks. I didn't have the money for a mobile phone.
Well, I will tell you, in those, Jeff, my average bill in those days was, my cell bill was $500.
Yeah, and you were watching your minutes. You were counting your minutes.
That's right. You know? But it was cheaper than an office.
Yeah.
Because my car bill was my
absolutely.
Office. Now you get unlimited for $40, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I was in much the same boat, and then we saw the technology evolve to the point that now, you know, give somebody, two weeks ago, I got rid of my landline because it was just, I was making, first off, I don't get a lot of phone calls the way I used to, and when I'm making phone calls,
who does?
I'm making them on myself.
Who does on a business phone anymore, almost, right? Between email and text and people calling your mobile. I mean, even, you know, more and more people are putting their mobile number on their card, right?
Right, exactly. It was funny because there was a point at which I was, you know, not too long ago, I was very protective of my mobile number. So
yes.
I wouldn't put it on my card. I wouldn't put it anywhere. I would tell somebody, like, if I was going to give it to Jim, I'm like, Jim, your inner circle, man. I'm giving you my cell phone. I give it to nobody. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a special handshake, a secret code, you know. Now with that and literally that and my laptop and the cloud, obviously the cloud is the other key component, we can do anything. So as I am preparing to head out on a road trip for 2 weeks, I just I don't have to think of anything anymore. I mean, I have to remember my adapters and my connectors and things like that. But for the most part, I don't have to think of anything. You know, it used to be, okay, what am I going to put onto that hard drive? What am I put onto that floppy disk? And if I am going to take a trip and I am going to take something with me, had to do a lot of pre-planning. You know, no more. You just, you know, you have it all, you're ready to go. And it's just, it's amazing how easy it's become and how mobile we can be.
But you're a writer, and your product is the written word or the spoken word, and as wonderful as our cell phones are, our mobiles are, they're magic wands, I call them. You can't make a living on them with your fingers typing. And so are you taking a laptop? You've got a
Chromebook. I have a Chromebook, so I will take it with me. I have some work. I have very little work today. I have to deliver while I'm away. I'm busting butt right now to make sure that I don't that I clear my plate before I go. If there's certain things, there's some things.
What are you telling your clients? Are you telling them you're leaving, or are you going to try to do work while you're gone? If they need you, what are you going to do?
When I take 2 weeks, I tell my clients I'm here if you need me. You know, if something comes up, rarely, you know, if there's a big deadline, I'll tell them, you know, it's got to wait or whatever. I have no deadlines. I had no deadlines that were due while I'm away. Mm-hmm. But with my bigger clients, you know, three or four, then I'll just say, look, I'm away. Don't hesitate to call. And most of them will be pretty understanding. They won't call. But you know, if I am like, I have a couple projects that are due while away, actually, that I'll just do in advance. But I'll say, look, if you have any editing, you have any tweaking you need,
right,
I will be away, but don't hesitate to contact me. You know, I'm pretty keen about, you know, just,
well, some clients I used to tell that I was going to be away, and we'd get their, they'd give me the work ahead, and I'd get it done and take care of them. They knew they could call me if they needed me. I had some clients that I didn't even tell them I was going to leave because it wouldn't matter. They were going to call me anyway. They didn't care whether I was away.
So that was,
I want to talk some more about the technology when we come back after the break. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, got Words.com, RoadTripMojo.com. That's our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, folks. He's going to be back with us after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.